the problem with the Sudanese judicial system is that the legal battle is not really allowed. Since 2007, the six men had been sentenced to death already. The courts only did but confirm the death sentence, and the death sentence had been on hold. And basically, the judges decided to immediately execute. So it is always a matter of an unfair trial in Sudan, leading to a series of death sentences.
The Sudanese men were accused of murdering 13 policemen 5 years ago. Do you believe that they received a fair trial in the beginning?
Amnesty International believes that their confessions were extracted under torture. Their lawyers have tried the defense of torture against their confessions, which were used as a main element towards their sentences, but the judges issued the defense. There was never an investigation into the incident to start with, so there is no way of knowing whether these people were really involved. We think that they were on fair trial.
Why do you think that Sudan's Supreme Court ignored repeated complaints by defense attorneys that the defendants were being tortured and urged to confess?
The Supreme Court basically referred to the judgment of the first instance and Court of Appeal judges. They literally referred to their decision as having refused the defense of confession under torture.
Now, one of them had his sentence reduced to only 5 years in prison, while the other six were just executed. Why did the court allow him to get off?
We often don't get information regarding how the judges decide on cases, because it is often a case of people who are arbitrarily arrested on the basis of their ethnicity or the group they belong to or the fact that they were internally displaced like these men were.
Why do you think the number of executions taking place in Sudan has been growing?
Sudan has always been high on the list of countries executing. There are reports from 1997 which are already placing Sudan high on the list. There has been a culture of political death sentences and executions. We have seen over the last year that there were between June 2008 and June 2009 103 people who were sentenced to death in relation to the attack by the Justice and Equality Movement on Khartoum. We believe that all of them had an unfair trial. This is only an indication of how politicized justice is in Sudan, and that these death sentences are an expression of a political message. Executions are unfortunately often linked to politics in Sudan.
Is it also in conjunction with the enforcement of Sharia Islamic law, or more a reflection of the growing insecurity of government officials who face strong international criticism over their policies of uprooting civilians from their communities?
Of course, Sudan is applying in the north Islamic law, so the punishment is deriving from that. However, there is definitely a security apparatus which operates by fear and by intimidation. Death penalty is not the only factor in this equation. There are a lot of arbitrary detentions, torture, and other forms of ill treatment that are operated by the security services in Sudan. Most of them and the powers that the security services hold derived from the political system.
Now, these executions took place over an eviction squabble that was going on in the Soba Aradi squatter settlement in Khartoum, in the capital. What was the nature of the squatter settlement, and why were so many police sent in to evict the residents?
The squatter was formed of mainly southern Sudanese, internally displaced people, and of a minority, I would say, of Darfurians. As all IDP locations in Khartoum, they have been formed over the years. So during the conflict, which was between the south and the north, there was the first migration of southerners, and then the conflict in Darfurin started, and there was another migration of Darfuris. Police and security forces often use force in the eviction, but also in the treatment all over Khartoum with displaced We see often intimidation, harassment, arbitrary detention. There was no investigation to identify whether the police used force in order to evict the people in the camp. So we cannot identify the source of the problem and the dispute.
Now, there were at least 13 policemen sent in. Were there indications that there were more than just the ones that were killed that were sent in to quash this eviction?
Yes, according to the information we have.
Do you think that there was any justification for the way the defendants clashed with police during the incident?
Well, as an organization, we would never justify violence from all parties, and this is why we identify prisoners of conscience, for instance, that there's people who defend human rights without the use of any violent means. So there is no justification for violence. However, in the case of a violent clash, what we ask for is justice, that those who assaulted the police be taken to court, have a fair trial.
And what does Amnesty recommend now for the international community to do to get Sudan to avoid future executions?
This is an indicator of many things that are going wrong in Sudan, whether it is with the judicial system that's in place or with the national security and its powers. The national security's powers of arrest, detention, harassment should be taken away. There was a new bill that was passed in front of the world's eyes, basically, towards the end of the year. There must be more attention paid to the laws being passed under the Comprehensive Peace Agreement and their implementation. But also, Sudan itself must come to terms with international law and the conventions that it has signed, because it is itself often violating the National Bill of Rights.
With the international prosecution of Sudan's president currently underway, do you believe that there's any hope that these death sentences will abate in the near future?
There is no way of ever maybe telling how the future will be for Sudan. The reason that we address the international community is because of the responsibility it holds when there are so many violations happening every day. But also, it is up to the Sudanese government to change things, and they will be the main actors in that change. Amnesty International has repeatedly asked for President al-Bashir or the government to surrender all suspects to the international court and to have a fair trial and justice for crimes in Darfur and other crimes. The country. Nothing will change unless justice happens.